A lesbian pro-abortion activist called me one day. She had marched in pro-abortion rights parades right at the front. I recognized her as soon as I heard her voice, because it's a voice that I had heard on a number of occasions when I had been out kind of doing some of the things that we had done in terms of pro-life activism. And she was at the front of the line in terms of pro-abortion demonstrations, but she had read one of my books, actually a book that Nancy and I wrote many years ago called Women Under Stress, and it's been out of print for a number of years. But she read that book. Somehow she got a hold of it. She read the book. She checked out of the library. That's what it was. And she said, she was very angry with me, and she was swearing at me at the phone and all this kind of stuff. I thought, she called. Okay, that's good. So I said, would you like to get together and talk? And of course, you know, she thought, since I was an evangelical Christian who was pro-life, that I would probably, you know, murder in an alleyway or something. But, you know, so I said, do you want to meet like in a public place, like in a restaurant, you know, something like that. So finally we agreed to it. So we met. We met at a restaurant in Gresham, Oregon, a place called Heidi's, and we're right there in the middle of the restaurant. And I'm telling you, for the first hour and a half, this woman swore at me. She told me every bad thing that any Christian had ever done to her, and she just went on and on and on. And finally, after an hour and a half, I look at her and I say, I was thinking, I think I need to change the subject. I'm a really intuitive, perceptive person, and so I, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have thought of that. But so I said, could you tell me about your family? Within 5 minutes, she was sobbing. She's just crying. I reached my hand across the table, grabbed her hand, and I said, I'm so sorry all these things have happened to your family. Is there anything that I could do? And she's going, well, do? I mean, what are you talking about? You know, it's like we're supposed to be enemies. And of course, the people of God, when we have Jesus in our lives, we can stand up for what's true. But also, at the same time, in a totally compatible way, extend grace to people who are just like us, sinners. People who need Jesus. This is the combination of grace and truth. 4 hours later, after 4 hours total, 2.5 hours after that first hour and a half when, you know, we walked out of there and I gave her a hug, and yes, I gave her another book, and she took off, and we've talked several times since then. Last I knew, she was still walking with the Lord. And praise God for His work in life. It's a miracle of grace when He does that.